Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sleep Suplex Retweet.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Saturday Draft Live. It is week two of season 21. My name is David Helpmate, and I am fully recovered from my time away after what can only be described as holiday blues hangover. But I'm not here alone. I'm joined by the Diet Coke of Saturday Draft Live. Just one calorie, not draft worthy enough in this season, unfortunately. It is Jack Graham. Jack, how are you?
Yeah, I feel like it's me an insult in that Diet Coke reference there. I don't know how I feel about that, but I mean, aside for that, I'm doing okay.
You know, you just joined the list of ESSR contributors who are now in the parenting line, or parenting line to be. So
yeah, that's true.
It's been quite a whirlwind few weeks for you, and you know, the same could be said here for a few folks here in the draft, even though we're only a couple of weeks in already.
I mean, there's the kind of brevity of scores that we've seen is quite massive. Even when you look from the top of the table to the bottom of the table, It's quite something.
It really is, but we'll not waste our time just talking about it. Let's actually go into the nitty-gritty of who's been scoring big this past week. And I think we're going to sense a theme here for this week, because in joint second this week on 13 points, we have the Young Bucks and Kazuchika Okada both retaining their... Well, the Young Bucks becoming tag team champions and Kazuchika Okada retaining the AW Continental Championship at AEW Dynasty this past Sunday. Jack, I think this has been a pretty big week for AEW all round, given that, you know, normally we've been, for the last few weeks, we've been firmly in WrestleMania and post-WrestleMania season, you know, with the draft coming up. There's been a few injuries here and there, but I think this is the point where AEW wrestlers are starting to rack up points on the table here, and the proof's in the pudding when it comes to the top five newcomers and the top 10 scorers of the season.
It's especially with the pay-per-view so early on, with such a long season, and I think there's three AEW pay-per-views this season. I can't quite. There's one in June, and I think another one in August potentially.
Yeah,
there's like Forbidden Door, and then there's a Double or Nothing as well, or something. Or like,
I think it's Double or Nothing.
Four.
Yeah,
there could be four pay-per-views. So there's definitely, out of all the seasons where, like, I know we the usual conversations had between us is like how valuable are AEW picks. In this season is where you probably see most value. And I mean, as you said, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 out of the top 10 of the season are all AEW after that pay-per-view. Mm-hmm. So those that have picked AEW in their teams, for example, I know that Tom Brock's got Okada. It's a great start for them. Great start.
Mm-hmm. And that when the Young Bucks now scoring 33 points total with the captaincy applied and Martin Best's team,
yeah.
Young Bucks are now second overall with 17 points total. So it's been a good week for Martin, the Young Bucks winning. But one person who haven't had an even bigger week this past week in AEW Dynasty is Swerve Strickland, who's our top scorer of the week on 14 points, scoring 16 overall, and is third in the top 10 of the season. Swerve, Jack, I think it's safe to say, you know, this has been a long time coming for him. The first African-American AEW world champion, someone who's been slowly, meticulously working his way up the ranks ever since probably even before Wembley, All Out last year. And he's finally won the big one, defeating Samoa Joe and becoming the new AEW champion. It's going to be a very interesting few weeks for Scott McLeod now that he's also defeated, but Swerve's also defeated Kyle Fletcher in an eliminator match this past week on Dynamite.
Yeah, Swerve coming in, that is a great round one pick so far. Scott will be hoping the momentum will stay on there. He's got 30 points for his team overall, but he does have another AEW compared to the one a title in his team as well, Willow Nightingale.
Of course, yeah.
The TBS Championship. So a huge week for Scott in terms of AEW. It's the value there that Scott's got already off the bat is absolutely huge, and it's reflected in the table.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Willow Nightingale's fourth overall, joint with Toni Storm, who retained the AEW Women's title at Dynasty. And let's not take anything away from Trick Williams either, also scoring 11 points this week, winning the NXT Championship from Ilya Dragunov. So that's a huge gain for... who's drafted Trick? Oh, it's Ross, actually, who's drafted Trick. And... yeah, so it's been a big week for NXT and AEW picks this week in general.
I mean, it's been a great start for them. I think those that haven't drafted any AEW picks in their team, when you go through the table, you'll see where the less AEW inclined are this season is definitely reflected in their position in the table.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of the position in the table, we'll take a look at the overall rankings for our Contributors League for this season. So still stuck at the bottom, unfortunately. It's Matt Smith with Vibes Over Points on 13. Definitely loads of vibes. Same can't be said for the amount of points. He only scored 8 points this week. But that pales in comparison to Ryan Dalgleish, who's on 17 points with Nay Points Prick. More like 2 points prick, because that's all he scored this past week. It's been a horrendous week for Ryan, and I think we've let him have it in the group chat this time around. 12th place, I should say, is yourself, Jack, with No Wet in My Team Name, 21 points overall. And then above you, we have Colin Blackburn, Colin's Elite Summer Squad, with 25 points. Our Listeners League winner from last season, firmly in the bottom half of the table, as to be expected from a Listeners League newbie joining the league for the first time. Then in 10th place, we have Stephen Wilson with the Bondage Undertakers, 28.5 points. 9th, we have Ross McLeod with Adam Copeland Road, 33 points. Just above him, on 4 points above him, Stacey Smith and the Bard and Nikki Bellas on 37. And then we break into the top half of the table now. 7th place, Tom Brock. If you smell what Tom Brock is cooking, on 39. Then in joint 5th, we have Gary Morris and Grant McRobbie, both on 40 points. Gary with the Morris Dancer, Grant McRobbie with Responsible Choking with Dice. And then moving into joint 3rd, we have Team Goat and Team Viscera, both on 43, Gary Kernan and David the Goat Campbell. But then we start to have our definitive 1st and 2nd place scorers this week, our two highest scorers this week. So 2nd place, Martin Best with Defiant on 56. 43 points for Martin Best this week, largely because of Dynasty. And the same could be said for Scott McLeod, who scored 61 points from Dynasty and this past week in general. Scott McLeod sitting firmly at the top of the table. Swerve when I draft, 71 points overall, 15 points ahead of Martin. Now, Jack, I think it's safe to say, I think, you know, could Scott be firmly in line for what I believe is a 5th draft win overall?
It's certainly a great start for Scott. The team he's drafted with the AEW picks that have paid off well for him. Having this big a 15 point gap at the start of the season, it's certainly a great start. I'll be hoping that the momentum will continue. Obviously, I know down the line, Willow Nightingale's got TBS title match against Mercedes Moné, mm-hmm. which I assume that she'll probably lose. And then, you know, we're hoping Nick Aldis will keep propping up the points. Baron Corbin has been drafted to SmackDown. Unfortunately, Bron Baker's went to Raw, so we won't see the War Dogs or the Wolf Dogs. I can't remember the name.
Wolf Dogs, yeah.
they won't see that. So it'll be interesting how Baron Corbin does in the main roster for his last round pick. But yes, he'll be hoping that the momentum will continue for sure.
Mm-hmm. With Swerve as his captain as well, I think that's Scott's in a firm position, especially, you know, as we said, we've got a whole bunch of AW pay-per-views coming up this season, and we could see some eliminator matches throughout Dynamite, Collision, etc. So I think Scott's in a very, very good position right now. But Jack, I'm going to have to hand it over to you now with the unfortunate duty of rounding up the Listeners League for this season.
Never unfortunate. As always, you know, we do the top fives. We've got Mike Nunn, the sports entertainers, with 49 points. Now, I like to show how well it's very much reflected in the top five. Mike Nunn has 49 points overall, got 32 points this week in general. So a huge gain for him. We've got Simon Bell with Adam Bell, the baby, with 55 points. And then you've got Anthony Fitzpatrick, the National League mediocrity, with 56 points. He got 42 points this week. Lee McAteer, the mighty pointers, 60 points, got 43 points this week. And then we've got Ross McLaughlin with Los Ingobernares de Jamon. I really hope I've done that. I know I butcher it every time. I hope I've done a good time there. Mm-hmm. 77 points, 54 overall. And just quickly, if you look at Ross's team, he's got Cody Rhodes on 18 points. He's got the Young Bucks on 17 points. He's got Okada on 18 points. He's got Willow Nightingale on 12 points. He's got Orange Cassidy on 10 points. And he's got Julia Hart on 2. So he has one WWE pick in there with Cody Rhodes. But the other five of the AEW picks is come in huge for him there.
Three of which had title wins this past week as well.
It's an interesting one. That Ross McLaughlin's team is definitely going to be one to keep an eye on of how heavy AEW sided his team is, and with the amount of pay-per-views, and then having Cody Rhodes as your main WWE player, can he keep this up? How many weeks will there be in this season where Ross McLaughlin doesn't get a lot of points, but then when you get to these AEW pay-per-views, bang, he shoots back again? I think this is a team that we might need to examine quite a lot throughout this season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's certainly one to keep an eye on for sure. But Jack, I'm going to take you away from the Listeners League for now, and we're going to discuss night one of the draft, like not our draft, but the WWE draft. So we're talking draftception here at the minute. So we've had our first round of drafting on SmackDown this past week. And as it stands, I think everything's been pretty much the same. But apart from maybe four or five people that have switched brands, you know, we've had Baron Corbin moving to SmackDown. Bron Breakker, as you said, has been moved to Raw. The Nia Jax has been moved to SmackDown. Andrade's been moved to SmackDown. And I think the other one is Alba Fire and Isla Dawn have been moved to Raw. Everybody else has remained on the brand they started on. Based on these movements so far, who do you think is going to benefit the most from moving brands when the next round of selection happens on Monday?
Oh, I do not have a clue. I was really looking forward to last night. I was wanting to see quite big major shakeups, and I feel very much underwhelmed at what happened. As we said, it was like, also, I know Carmella Hayes going round one is great. Bron Breakker moving to Raw. Didn't expect that, but I guess that kind of, when you move him over, that puts him straight up into the upper echelons of the main event, I think. Nia Jax moving over is good. Kiana James coming up as well. Andrade moved to SmackDown. It's interesting. Also, I know we've got a bigger pool for round two on Monday, but I don't know how much change we can expect, and I don't know how. I don't think this draft and this season is going to affect our draft much at all now.
Yeah, I've just checked, and both Kiana James and Nia Jax have both been undrafted amongst our league, but. Yeah. Looking at the team selection, Scott McLeod has Baron Corbin as his round six pick. So I think maybe a move to SmackDown might do him some good here. But what's more interesting is, Jack, Bron Breakker is your round one pick. And have you got the captaincy on him as well?
Yeah, this was his first time he appeared in the season when he got the win over Cedric Alexander last night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but your round six pick is Andrade.
Yep.
Well, so you think maybe a move to SmackDown, maybe him teaming with the LWO might do him some good?
Yeah, because he kind of unofficially joined the LWO, I guess, just before WrestleMania, and then obviously got the win at Mania. Now seems to be joining over. Carlito's just turned heel. Andrade and Charlotte will be in the same brand. But yeah, I think I was interested to see what would happen kind of Judgment Day-wise, but I think wherever Andrade goes, I think it's quite clear that there's that Triple H sees value in him in any position in the roster. So I feel like a lot of folk weren't sure in my last round pick of Andrade. And I think having 7 points already, and he's like the second highest round six pick aside from Lola Vice's first for Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's off the bat at least. I think he's doing a great job.
Yeah. Andrade's joint second currently with John Moxley and Sheamus as round six picks, all scoring 7 points. And as you said, Lola Vice, highest round six picks so far with 9. On Ryan Dalglish's team as well, who, by the way, since the Gangbang Gang defeated the Acclaimed this past week on AEW Dynasty, the Acclaimed are now sitting on -1. So just to rub it in even further for Ryan's team, he's now not only lost Rhea Ripley for the season, but he's also scoring -1 for his team.
That's Ripley out for the season. CM Punk, we don't know when he's coming back. They are claimed on -1 and half the tag team suspended. We don't know when they're coming back. So he's got Lola Vice, Oba Femi and Finn Balor, the only ones that are fighting fun right now. So it's the season's not went the way that he hoped it would.
Nah, I think the only person doing worse than him is Matt Smith, but his second half of his team are just, oh my god. I don't know, was he drinking paint for that second half of selection? I mean, he probably was if he initially chose The Fiend for round six, but I digress. But speaking of Judgment Day, you mentioned earlier, Jack, Dom Mysterio, GOAT's second round pick, has been rocking a sling on TV, but there has been rumours he could be out for up to 9 months, but that's still a bit up in the air, because he did tweet out that he's not requiring surgery, but it doesn't look like he'll be competing for a good while until he's fully recovered.
Yeah, I think it must just be rehabbing it, which maybe proves, maybe shows they might not be out for that length of time. Maybe at least for a couple of months at least, but if they can keep him involved in the story, especially when we kind of saw that kind of Liv Morgan scene backstage for when Rhea Ripley comes back, I don't know, maybe Dom becomes like Liv Morgan's whipping boy or something, I don't know. There's certainly some scope there, so I think David Cam will be hoping that there's plenty of appearances for Dominic Mysterio and that injury is maybe looking better or at least finished by the time the transfer window comes along. There's a lot to weigh up for David Cam when it gets to that point at the transfer window week of how many times does Dominic Mysterio appear in? Is there someone that could be getting more points between that transfer window and SummerSlam? It's certainly a pick to keep an eye on with how much is he traveling, how often is he going to appear backstage, how often is he going to appear in the ring, just like in general at a ringside. It's certainly an interesting one, but the injuries are certainly plaguing our season of the draft this time round.
Just one last thing before we go, Jack. The next round of drafting happens on Monday. Who would you like to see either switch brands or get called up from NXT just to shake things up in general?
Oh, bloody hell, I need to do draft pools quickly. Oh, wait, give us your ones first so I can quickly look.
I would like to see Imperium go to SmackDown. You know, it sort of distances themselves from Vinci now that they've sort of split up. And I think Ilya Dragunov, by association, should also be drafted to SmackDown. So they can sort of start afresh, and maybe Gunther could pursue Cody. Maybe set up something for Bash at Berlin. But then again, that's months away. But maybe something to work towards rather than just get thrusted into the immediate title picture.
Yeah, I said on the social media post this week, I'd like Giovanni Vinci to go back to NXT. Just for the kind of, I know he had his handsome man gimmick of his like kind of his Italian style and whatnot. So I would like to see that back. I think I would like the Final Testament to go to NXT. I think that we had him attack the New Catch Republic behind that. I was just kind of prove a point of wherever we go in this draft, we're going to raise havoc. And I think it adds a dynamic to NXT that we've not seen in a good while. So I think that would be great. I think I maybe want Rey Mysterio and Santos Escobar split, like, so we don't have the two factions in the same brand. I'm not entirely sure. But aside for that, it's like I said earlier, I just don't see much change happening. After last night, I just feel a bit underwhelmed.
But as you said, it's still a bigger pool to choose from on Monday. Maybe this is just like a pre-show style draft, you know, warm up a bit and then put the big hitters in on Monday. But I think you might be onto something, you know, split Legado del, maybe even trade Legado del Fantasma with Imperium. Maybe that'll shake things up a bit. Mm-hmm. I mean, the LWO can do the infighting with Carlito and stuff. Maybe Imperium could have some more faction warfare with one of the other tag teams. Maybe New Catch Republic, possibly?
Yeah, that could be a good shout, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think we're just going to speculate at this point until we get to the second round of drafting on Monday. But Jack, I think that's going to do it for us this week here on Saturday Draft Live. To all our listeners, I hope you enjoyed listening to this week's show. If you want to catch more great content that we have here on our back catalogue, you can check out ESSR Central, East Meets West, and of course, all our previous seasons of Saturday Draft Live on iTunes, Anchor, Spotify, and all good Android podcasting sites. Make sure to subscribe for that. You can follow us on our socials, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Suplex Retweet. We've brought back the big question for as part of Central. So that's on our Facebook community page, so make sure you join in for that. The big question this week was, who would you like to see being drafted and to what brand as part of the latest WWE draft? So get involved with the discussion there. And all that remains to say is, Jack Graham, thank you for joining me this week.
Hi, thanks for having us. Thank you.
And I've been David Hockney. This has been Saturday Draft Live, and we'll see you next time.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.